On Tuesday, 7 Czech artists who hacked into a Czech TV broadcast were acquitted of criminal wrongdoing for an artistic prank, which made headlines last year. In June 2007, members of the group known as Stohoven tampered with Czech TV equipment in a piece aimed at showing the impact of the media. Members hacked into a live feed on Czech TV's weather program Panorama and, in a flash, superimposed a doctored image of a mushroom cloud rising on the horizon. Many viewers were somewhat jolted by the unexpected image, and the stunt by Stohoven provoked legal action by Czech TV. The broadcaster filed criminal charges against members for spreading false and alarmist information. But many in the artistic community, including the head of the National Gallery, Milan Knížák, commended Stohoven for the piece, and last December, the group was awarded the National Gallery's NG333 Prize for Young Artists. The head of the National Gallery, Milan Knížák.
Stohoven is a good group because they are going directly into the social space, into the social environment, and they don't hesitate to risk. And therefore, I am very happy they appeared in a Czech situation, which is, in a way, very mild. And I see this group as a group of people who really are able to strongly enter the art scene. As far as I know, they don't want to scare people. They just wanted to show that the media are means which can create an artificial society, artificial environment, artificial world. And this was the purpose. I think this was very important, just to point media, that's something which has little to do with our reality.
Had members of the group been found guilty in Tuesday's decision, members could have faced up to 3 years in prison. But that's not how Judge Stanislava Suchánková saw the situation, ruling in the end they had not committed a crime. National Gallery Director Milan Knížák makes clear in this case the decision was appropriate.
For me, it was a good gesture which told us that the social space is much more important than the space of the galleries, museums.
In the end, Tuesday's verdict was more or less expected by most, including David Brugnjak, the only member of Stohoven to speak to reporters. Any kind of prison term would have almost certainly seemed unduly harsh. But that might not be the end of it. The prosecution, which had reportedly been seeking 200 hours of community work for each Stohoven member, may still decide to appeal.